There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 16 of the Tabernacle, the Table Explained. Larry Fogel once said, "The table of showbread was an elaborately trimmed, precisely built table used for the display of loaves of bread by the priesthood." Our text for today comes from Exodus 25, verses 23 through 30. "You shall make a table of acacia wood. 2 cubits shall be its length, a cubit its breadth, and a cubit and a half its height. You shall overlay it with pure gold, and make a molding of gold around it. And you shall make a rim around it a handbreadth wide, and a molding of gold around the rim. And you shall make it 4 rings of gold, and fasten the rings to the corners at its 4 legs. Close to the frame the rings shall lie, as holders for the poles to carry the table. You shall make the poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold, and the table shall be carried with these. And you shall make its plates and dishes for incense, and its flagons and bowls with which to pour drink offerings. You shall make them of pure gold. And you shall set the bread of the presence on the table before me regularly." After the priest left the outer courtyard, he would be in an entirely different atmosphere. In the outer courtyard, the furnishings were bronze, symbolizing divine judgment. Because God is holy, he must punish all sins. Either you receive the punishment for your sins, or you accept what Jesus Christ did on the cross to pay for the penalty of your sins. Over 2,000 years ago, outside Jerusalem, Jesus received God's judgment for the sins of whosoever will place their faith in him. So the outer courtyard was nothing but bronze signifying judgment. Leaving the outer courtyard, the priest would enter what many scholars call the tabernacle proper. The priest would come first to an outer area of the tent of meeting, called the holy place. This area consisted of 3 walls of boards plated with gold, while the 4th wall was a richly embroidered veil. Here, you didn't see bronze for divine judgment, but gold symbolizing God's glory. Rather than blood and animal skins outside, now the priest would see beautifully embroidered linen. From right to left, this room housed the table of showbread, the altar of incense, and the golden lampstand. Today, we begin our study of the table of showbread. Stephen Fuson gives us this detailed description. "The showbread table was made of acacia wood, overlaid with pure gold. The table was 3 feet long, 1.5 feet wide, and 2.25 feet in height. The top edge of the table had a gold border, crown, or molding. The tools and utensils used to make the bread were made of gold. Dishes, spoons, bowls, and covers, all of pure gold. Upon entering the first veil into the tabernacle, the location of the table would be on one's right toward the north side." J.V. Fesco adds these details. "From the description, it appears as though the sole purpose of the table was to hold the bread of presence. Verse 26 states that the table was to have 4 rings, 2 on each side, and 2 poles that went through the rings so the table could be carried like the Ark of the Covenant. In other words, the table was to be moved about like the Ark. It was to be moved without sinful hands actually touching the table." As you can infer from the explanation of the table of showbread, this place in the tabernacle will reflect Jesus in several ways. Over the next several days, we will look specifically at the bread on this table as it points to our Savior, Jesus Christ. But just to set the stage as we conclude today's devotion, consider these facts. There are 330 verses of Scripture scattered throughout 38 books of the Bible that refer to bread, with 58 of them directly referring to Jesus. That amounts to a lot of loaves about our Lord. Some questions to consider. What does the contrast between bronze in the outer court and gold in the holy place say about our relationship with God and proximity to His presence? From what you know up to this point in our study, in what ways does bread symbolize Jesus Christ? What does the following scripture say about the significance of bread as a picture of Christ? From Matthew 26, verse 26. Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.